everybody. Welcome to the Faith-Focused Discipleship Podcast. My name is Kevin Rognes, and I'm the Discipleship Director here at Faith Covenant Church. I just want to say thank you for watching or for listening today, and to remind you to hit subscribe to make sure you're not missing any of our episodes, and to leave us a review just to let us know how we're doing. If you have any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, things you want to share, topics you want us to cover, please let me know. My email address is listed in the show notes. So please let me know if you have any feedback whatsoever. I want to hear it. So last episode, we talked about what Lent is and why it's important to practice Lent and how it sets us up to really be able to observe Easter in a meaningful way. Today, we're going to talk about some resources that can help us through Lent and help us to just really spend time with God in different ways that may be unique and may be out of our norm, just as different ways to practice Lent. And so here joining me to have that discussion is our very own Pastor Shar. Shar, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Shar is like our local Lent practitioner expert, I've decided. So That's Shar's other job description.
Is there an
now.
Acronym for that after my name? That
Lent like? Practitioner Expert.
LPE. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's an obscure acronym that nobody will understand, and they'll sound really smart. So.
And I probably won't remember
Shar Rotgold, LPE. What other letters, acronyms can we put after? You have a counseling degree?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's the letters for that?
I have a master's in counseling.
So MCLPE.
Okay.
I like that. So Shar's our resident MCLPE. We like that.
Okay.
So anyway, this is off the rails already, but that's fine. So a couple of the resources that we have are books, and then Shar has a devotional as well. So we're each sharing two things. The first thing that I'm going to share is this book called Pray the Word for Your Church, 31 Prayers That Seek God's Purposes and Power. Some of you in our congregation, if you've been with us for a couple of years, you may remember this book. We did this a couple of years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember under what circumstances we did it, but this was an experience that Pastor Brad encouraged all of us to do. It's very important to be in prayer for your church, mm-hmm. of course, in prayer for all things, but your church should be absolutely something that you're praying for. This book is a really helpful resource to help guide you through some different ways to think through that. So it's organized around 31 days, as I said, and it just has different promptings for each day and a brief devotional. So this one says, worshiping by the Spirit. It has a passage from Philippians 3 that says, for it is we who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. And then it just kind of has a little bit of devotional thoughts to kind of help navigate what that is, and then just some prayer promptings for how we can be praying for our church. So topics include discerning, worshiping by the Spirit, persevering in doing good, living as sons and daughters, praying for pastors or our local Lent practitioner experts, carrying each other's burdens, walking in freedom. So lots of really great ways to be praying through your church. Now, it is 31 days versus Lent, which is 40 days, excluding the weekends. So there's still a little bit of extra room during your Lent practice. And I recognize this episode is coming out partway through Lent. So this might be a good way to catch up on going through Lent. And was there anything that you would want to add about this resource? I know we went through this a couple years
ago. Yeah, I love the title. It's not praying for your church. It's praying the word for your church. So you're actually praying scripture, mm-hmm. which is a great way to engage scripture too.
Yeah. Scripture is often meant to be prayed. I'll talk about that more in a moment. Now, Shar is our local Lent practitioner expert.
Oh, no. The stakes are high.
Yes.
I have a book to recommend, too, that I'm over halfway done with reading already, and I'm going to read it again. But it was recommended to me. It is called Liturgy of the Ordinary, and it's by Tish Harrison Warren, who is an Episcopalian priest in the Anglican Church. And this was Christianity Today's Book of the Year in 2018. Sacred practices in everyday life. You'll see there's a sandwich with jelly and peanut butter on it on the cover. I really love this book. Kirk's excited to read it when I'm done.
Kirk is your husband.
My husband, yeah. But she talks about some sometimes I've heard people criticize the Christian church as being out of touch with the world, like we're too heavenly minded to be of any earthly good. I don't know if you've heard that phrase before, but this will totally rock that. Here are some of the titles of the chapters: waking, baptism and learning to be loved, making the bed, liturgy, ritual, and what forms a life, brushing your teeth, losing keys, eating leftovers, fighting with my husband, passing the peace, and the everyday work of shalom, checking email, sitting in traffic is the one I read this morning, liturgical time and an unhurried God, calling a friend, drinking tea, and sleeping, Sabbath, rest, and the work of God. So she does a beautiful job of taking these ordinary, just ordinary daily things that we all engage in. Hopefully y'all brush your teeth every day, and finds God in them, and doesn't like overly look for God in them, but just finds God. So today I was reading in the Stuck in Traffic one, and she's talking about time and how God is liturgical time, and God's time is different from our time. And she actually mentioned Lent in here. I'm just going to read a couple sentences. She says, Every week, I'll back up. In the church calendar, we learn the rhythm of life through narrative. Every week, we reenact God's creative work and rest. Every year, we retell the story of Jesus, Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, the story of God's people longing for a Messiah, Christ's birth, and then slowly his revelation as a king to all the world. Lent, Easter, Pentecost, the story of Christ's redemption, life in a fallen world, suffering, death, resurrection, ascension, and then the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. We live this story every year, every week. So we get to be a part of God's story through the liturgical year. And she mentions there's never celebration without preparation. First we wait, we mourn, we ache, and we repent. So, of course, that's what happens in Advent and in Lent. That's what we do in Lent. We wait, we mourn our sinful nature, we ache for God's coming, and we repent of sin. So it's super powerful. It's really practical. It's relevant.
I might have to borrow that one at some point.
It's really good.
Yeah. I noticed she has a lot of pages that are kind of folded out, dog-eared.
It's terrible.
I might have to get my own copy because that stresses me out.
And plus I write, and when I read a book, I read with a purple pen.
I don't
pen.
Mind that, but there's something stressful to me about desecrating the shape of the page.
Oh, I have no trouble with that.
I do. Anything else about that book?
No.
One thing you'll notice about these resources that we're sharing is that they're not necessarily Lent-specific resources.
Yeah.
You can use any resource to get closer to God during Lent. Certainly, there are plenty of Lent-focused resources out there.
Yep.
Great. Use them. What's the 40 days of...
40 days of decrease.
Decrease.
I did that the last 3 years in a row, so I'm taking a pause from that one this year just because I've done it 3 years, but it's so good.
Yeah, that's a Lent-focused resource, but not the one we're talking about today. So the next one I'm going to talk about is this book. It's called Psalms in 30 Days. It's a really straightforward resource that's geared to help you pray the Psalms in 30 days, all 150 Psalms. One thing to remember about the Book of Psalms is that it is intended as a book of prayer. It's a prayer book for the Israelite people, and by extension, then, for us as Christians. And so this was a gift from a friend of mine, so shout out to my friend Liz. Thank you very much. I think it was a birthday gift. Birthday or Christmas, I can't remember. But basically, it structures each day with a call to prayer. Like this one, the Lord has shown forth his glory, O come, let us adore him. And then a confession of faith, something called a canticle, which is kind of like a call to worship. And then it goes into some morning psalms. So it'll just have you go through on this day, Psalm 15, Psalm 16, and then a Gloria, like a statement of glory be to God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and then the Lord's Prayer. And that's just the morning section. Then there's time for intercession and personal requests, prayers for the church, and a blessing. Then it moves to a midday prayer, which is a little bit shorter. It's just a call to prayer, a couple of psalms, the Gloria, the Lord's Prayer again, and a blessing. And then evening prayer, which is again a call to prayer, confession of sin, a canticle, evening psalms. Sometimes it's one psalm, sometimes it's multiple, depending on the length of the psalm. And then a Gloria, the Lord's Prayer, time for intercession and personal requests, prayer for the church and a blessing. So it's a lot. It's a lot of praying in one day, which is great. I know sometimes for me, it's helpful to have structured prayer because it's really easy for my mind to just be like, oh, I'm praying, and then I start praying about this thing, and then that gets me upset about this thing going on my day, and then suddenly I'm off thinking about politics. So this helps me kind of refocus and get back on track. And it's really powerful to go through all 150 Psalms.
Sure.
I'm always shocked when I'm going through the Psalms of how often I'm like, this is exactly what's happening today in the world in some way or in my life in some way. So yeah, this is just a really powerful way of going through all of them. It doesn't necessarily go in sequential order of the Psalms because sometimes just based on length of Psalms, they kind of have to rearrange a little bit. But yeah, it's really powerful to be praying scripture over yourself, over your family, over your church, praying for the church in intentional ways, praying for personal requests in intentional ways. So yeah, it's kind of a intense resource, but it's really, really good. I've gone through it twice. I actually did it twice within 1 year when I got it. So I'm probably due to go through it again at some point later this year. But yeah, it's a really great resource. So it looks kind of thick, and it is. So this is 30 days worth of of praying. But if you don't, if it takes you more than 30 days, that's okay. If you want to stretch it out a little bit, that's totally fine.
Because you have 40 plus days in Lent.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, this is, and the book also kind of in the foreword says, hey, if midday is not really possible due to your work schedule or something, just do midday and evening at the same time or midday and morning at the same time. That's an option too. But it is really powerful to just even pause at midday, even if it's like a later midday. Like I do morning in the morning and then midday, like right when I come home from work, and then evening before I go to bed. You know, even if you have to shuffle the midday section around, that's okay. So. Yeah. Really great resource. I highly recommend it. Check it out sometime.
Yeah. What I love about that, too, is, like, I'm really good at, I'm quite good, not perfect, at doing a morning devotion time. So I read and I journal and I pray in the mornings, and that is most days. But it can often be a check, did that for the day, you know, and then you move on to your day. So you have time in the morning, and then the rest of the day is just filled with busyness.
Yeah.
So I like that you're called back a few different times during the day into that devotional
posture. And just something with that too, Char likes to do it in the morning, the devotions. I like to do it in the evening because that's when I'm most reflective and kind of have the most space to think.
Yeah.
So don't feel like you should be shoehorned into, oh, this pastor does it this way, so that's probably the way I have to do it. Do your devotional time whenever you are most alert to God's presence. That may be morning for some people. Yeah. That may be evening for some people.
Yeah.
Whatever that is for you.
Yeah. Shoehorned into. I've never heard that phrase.
I probably shouldn't have existed.
Wow.
But that's me. I make up phrases. So.
But I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you had one more resource to help us navigate Lent.
Yeah, and this is one, this is an electronic one. So there's a Covenant pastor named Julia Stiles. I don't even remember where she lives, but
Covenant
she's...
pastor named Julia Stiles?
Yeah.
There's...
Do you know her?
No, but there's a famous actress named Julia Stiles.
That is her name, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is her name. Yeah.
So it's the same name as this famous actress, but...
Who I've never heard of.
Yep. Well, she's not that famous anymore. She was more famous like 20 years ago. She was kind of like the hot teen actress for a minute.
I don't think this is the same person.
Her popularity has peaked, but yes, this is probably not the same person.
Probably not.
Was just, the millennial in me was just like, Julia Stiles?
Yeah.
Interesting. So different Julia Stiles,
different
presumably.
Julia Stiles, but a Julia Stiles nonetheless. And she's curated for the last, I don't know, several years at least, a daily Lenten devotional called Prayerful Reflections, and she invites women to write this. So many of us, I wrote the March 19th devotion for this year's devotional, but it's all women in the covenant, many pastors, but not all pastors, some chaplains, some lay people, just a variety of women. So it's a different perspective. We use the lectionary, so we each got a few, two or three verses from the lectionary to choose from, whichever one for our day resonated with us the most. So it looks like this. You probably can't see that. It's a picture of Jesus. and maybe you can't see that.
We'll post a link to it in the show notes, yeah, along with links to these books as well.
Yeah. You download a free copy. It's free. And there's a devotional every single day where there's text, there's a thought, there's like a takeaway, something you're invited to, and then a prayer for every day, starting Ash Wednesday. So we'll post this. I'll post it today so that it'll be ready for you tomorrow. And we'll post all of these actually today, so they'll be ready for you to start tomorrow. So actually, they're going to be reading this after the beginning.
Yeah, this will be like a couple weeks into Lent. But it'll be available for those of you. It'll already be available to you if you're here at Faith Covenant.
So if you're watching this, you're like, oh, I've already been reading that one. Or I've already been. Yeah. So thank you.
That might be what you're reading.
Yeah.
And you said it's written by women, but it's not necessarily just for women.
No. It's just engaging the text and reflecting on the text and inviting like a call to action and prayer for every day during Lent based on the lectionary. And I don't think the Covenant Church is not a liturgical church. Most of them.
Who are wondering, what is the lectionary?
Yeah, good question. The lectionary is the Christian Church, capital C Global, has a rhythm for the calendar year where they walk through text of scripture through the year to cover lots and lots of themes and to cover a variety of themes of the story of God every single calendar year. So in some covenant churches even, but in some other traditions, you'll have the same text preached, whether you go to this church or this church or this church or this church. It's always the same Bible verse that is the foundation for the service. Faith Covenant Church doesn't use the lectionary, and we don't preach that way. We preach more thematically, and the leadership team here decides, Pastor Brad primarily, decides what the text for the morning is. So we are not a lectionary church, but a lot of churches globally. I mean, you might go to a Catholic church in Greece. I guess you'd probably go to a Greek Orthodox church in Greece, but you might go to a Catholic church somewhere in a different country that will have the same text that's preached here in a Catholic church. So it's a way to ground us, and it's also a way the liturgical year, like it grounds us in God's story. It places us in God's story in a rhythm throughout the year. So it's super helpful. It can be really helpful and can be grounding and uniting for us.
And so then this Lenten resource is based on that lectionary.
Follows the lectionary,
Yeah. And so if there's any of you out there who are like, it's maybe for women if it's written by women.
No.
Don't assume that. No. And I would especially encourage any men listening, like, take a look at this, because oftentimes we've ignored the voices of women, and I know I've learned a lot from the perspectives of women over the last few years. So it just can be a really great way, if you have not looked through a different lens during Lent, to do that, and that might grow your faith in really substantial ways. So.
Yeah.
And Char wrote part of it.
I wrote the March 19th one.
Which, actually, I just realized this episode will be coming out on March 19th.
Ah, so today.
Yeah, so today's passage of that Lenten resource
was written by yours truly.
Yeah, our Lent practitioner expert.
Yeah.
She's so good at it. She literally wrote the book on it. So
I wrote one devotional thought on it.
She wrote the book on it so and recommended another book. So just as a reminder, so the four resources that we talked about today are this Pray the Word for Your Church, Psalms in 40 Days,
Liturgy of the Ordinary, and Prayerful Reflections, which is on your electronic device.
And we'll have links to all those resources in the show notes. So those are just some of the possible resources to help you on your journey through Lent. There's hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions more. And so if you have others that you recommend and would like to share with us, we'd love to hear it.
We would.
Those are always something great for next year. We're always wanting to share great resources with our people.
Yeah.
So, any other closing thoughts about resources for Lent from our Lent practitioner expert?
Find something that is of interest to you, whether it's specifically for Lent or not. The purpose of Lent is for you to spend time intentionally connecting with God. So that will look to you as it will look to you and be most meaningful to you. So
absolutely,
we're here to serve you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for watching and listening today. If you have any questions about these resources, please let us know. Have a wonderful and blessed day.